Hello, my noobs. Welcome to Season 2, Episode 6 of The Paperback Noob. I am your host, Jessica. I've had a lot of time to reflect about a concept that I wanted to tell you all about, all my noobs out there. One of the concepts is the law of attraction. And it's been called various other things, positive thinking, optimism, hope. However, the law of attraction is actually more than just positive thinking, more than just hope. It's a way of life. And if you have ever seen the documentary The Secret, you'll know what I'm talking about on a metaphysical and existential level. It's wonderful. If you haven't seen it, check it out. It's on Netflix. The Secret, it's a documentary. Lots of thinkers, philosophers, professionals, religious and non-religious people believe in this concept. This isn't a religious concept at all. For those of you that are very conservative and Christian and thinking, this is Satan, this is not satanic or anything like that. This is literally the way you think, changing the way you think. And I believe it applies to writing. I really do. I think that the more that you believe you're an author, the more that you tell yourself, I am an author, I am a writer, you are going to be those things. Even if you're just beginning, even if you're a noob. Part of the reason why I started this podcast is because I wanted to fulfill that law of attraction in your lives, in the listeners' lives, as well as my own. What am I doing on this planet if I'm just serving myself and I'm not putting my creativity out there? That does nothing. It doesn't help my fellow human. So I want to talk a little bit about what the law of attraction actually is, and the best way I can do it is by giving you examples. So in the documentary The Secret, there's this example of a man who walks into a coffee shop and he doesn't lock his bike up. He goes into the coffee shop thinking, I'm only going to be in there for 2 minutes and grab my coffee and come back to my bike. While in the back of his mind, he's thinking, I hope my bike doesn't get stolen. And it's repetitive. It's somewhat unconscious, thinking that, my bike's going to get stolen. My bike's going to get stolen. We all have dark thoughts that go through our minds, and it's something that we really need to learn to control, and we can control. We are in control of our thoughts. The thoughts may flow in, but that doesn't necessarily mean you have to act on them. And I tell this to my clients in therapy all the time, let yourself have the dark thoughts, but you don't need to let them dictate your behavior. So anyway, this guy walks into a coffee shop thinking, my bike's going to get stolen, I didn't lock it up, but I'm only going to be in there for a couple of minutes. The moment he put that thought out there into the universe, into the world, that energy is picked up on. The universe spits it right back at you. So inevitably, what happens when he walks back with his coffee? His bike is gone. Another way to think of this is you're driving to work. I think I've talked about this in a previous episode where you think you're going to hit every red light and be late for work, and what happens? Exactly what you manifested. So how do we apply this concept to writing? We apply it by sitting down with our thoughts, either with a pen, if you're old school, pen and paper, pencil and paper, or your laptop, or whatever, desktop computer, typewriter, whatever medium you use to write, and really manifest those thoughts that you are a writer, you are going to be an author, you're putting your brilliance out there. No one writes like you because no one is you. And if you keep perpetuating those thoughts, good things will happen. For instance, this podcast, this is a great example. I live in Sacramento, California. On the grand scale of authors and writers, I am not one, but I will be. at some point, and I keep manifesting that thought, and most people will look at me and not know, you know, who I am. And I don't really strive for fame, but I do strive to get published, and that's something that I know I'm going to do, and it's something that I just have to keep telling myself, you know, we're going to get through this. The universe wants you to fulfill your potential, and there's no other advice or information that you need other than changing the way that you think. And you can start doing it today. You can start telling yourself each time those dark thoughts come in, okay, let yourself have the thoughts, and it's sort of like a car passing traffic. I tell some of my clients that those dark thoughts are as if, you know, you close your eyes and you picture yourself under a bridge with cars passing overhead, and you think that every thought you have, thinking about thinking, I know it's kind of a crazy concept. If you actually want to know the word for it, it's metacognition. Thinking about thinking, metacognition. So if you are sitting under this bridge, you picture yourself with cars passing overhead, every single thought you have is like a passing car. Okay, so if you have one of those dark thoughts, like, for instance, I'm not going to be a good writer, I'm not going to get published, no one's going to read my work, I'm a failure, whatever it is, think of it like passing car, passing car, passing car, each time you have one of those thoughts. Now, what happens when there's a roadblock and you have one of those dark thoughts? It's almost like the car crashes and burns. So you want to make sure that you are just letting that thought go. It's fleeting, okay? You're gonna have them. It's normal, it's very human to have them. I'll leave you with one thought. Carl Jung, if you are in the psychology world, you'll know exactly who I'm talking about. Carl Jung, famous psychologist, did a lot of theoretical stuff for the psychology field. Anyway, Carl Jung had this concept of the shadow, that everybody has a dark part inside of them. So if you picture yourself on the edge of a cliff, looking over at the waves of an ocean, what's the first thought that most of us have, even if you don't want to admit it? The first thought is typically, I wonder what it would be like to jump off. And I want to tell you right now that that's extremely typical. It's very normal to have those thoughts. The only thing that would be atypical is if you acted on those thoughts, okay? So have the thoughts. Let yourself swim in those dark thoughts if you need to for a while. And the more that you think about it as passing car, just like you're sitting under that bridge and meditating, it's a very existential and self-control-oriented behavior to be able to let yourself have the thought but to not act on them. I hope all of that makes sense. I know it's a little bit existential and metaphysical and maybe confusing. If you need any clarification at all, please visit my blog and give me a comment, or you can also shout out on Facebook. I'm on Facebook under Jessica Robertson. Look me up. Please visit my blog, www.paperbacknoob.com. And I'd love to have some feedback from all of the noobs. That's www.thepaperbacknoob.com. Thank you so much. Checking out now. Let's keep writing.